is there for now, knowing no man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Why? Because he died and he rose again. Now you must know him after the spirit, not after the flesh, but after. I will explain. 17. Therefore, you see where it comes from? Therefore, why does he say therefore? If he died for all, then we are all dead. Now, if we died for you and you were in him, now you should live a life that is unto him. And you don't know him now after the flesh, but after the spirit. For that reason, if any man be in him, he is a new creature. Why? Because he is also born again. So in him, you cannot be anything different. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he says, therefore, if any man be in him, in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is a divine law. God's work is finished. To him, all things are become new. Your part is to behold. Whatever you can behold, you partake. So you have a right to say, there's a generational curse following me. It's okay for you. It will follow you. But the day you behold the new, then you leave it. Hallelujah. This thing called a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I said I'm going to talk about justification, being justified and righteous. But I wanted to explain this for you to understand the other one. The word new creature there are two words, two Greek words. New and the words are kainosisis. Kainosisis. It's like new thing. That's the meaning. Sisis means thing. Just a thing. So don't think about it as a creature, as in a creature. It is a thing. Why the Bible says even the angels are looking into the thing. They don't seem to understand what the thing is. They had never known it before. They had not thought about it. They had not seen something like this before. It's a thing. Are you together now? And it's a new thing. This means you were not reworked. Do you understand what I mean? I say you were not reworked. It is not like the old man is still there but improved. No. This is a new thing. What you got now, the old man was supplanted. Let me use that word. The old man was removed. And you received something new. You are a new thing. When you understand this, you will understand the teaching of righteousness and justification. It's not something complicated. We are talking about the spirit here, not the body and the soul. The spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are a new thing. That means a real you does not have a past. That means the real you, which is the spirit, has never sinned. This is stumble some people sometimes when we're in certain places. When they said, you have never sinned. They said, we know where you grew up from. We are not talking about the acts of your flesh. We are talking about the you, which is the spirit. Hallelujah. So, in the mind of justice, you have no past. You have never sinned. In the mind of justice, the new thing does not even need forgiveness. Because it cannot be forgiven of what? Are you getting me? I want to emphasize this, so that when I begin to share something on justification, we shall be together. Amen. And he says, because you are a new creature, old things can't stay. So old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. This is present our truth. All things are become. All together? They are become. That's why a man or a woman who still believes that there's a generational curse following them, the day they get this knowledge, they're made free. Why? Because they step into the reality. The reality is not coming to them. It is them entering into the reality. Because it is already established that all things are become. But my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. So they think there's something following. No, there is nothing following you. You are following yourself. Hallelujah.